AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hello, and welcome to the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. I was a casting director for film and TV and commercials for over 30 years. I transitioned to a celebrity acting coach after I cast a film, New Jersey Drive, with executive producer Spike Lee and director Nick Gomez. I auditioned every rapper from Biggie Smalls to Tupac. And I realized that rappers and musical artists, they needed help transitioning to acting. My clients consist of musical artists from Busta Rhymes to Eve, Missy Elliott, Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club, and Vanessa Simmons, to name a few. I also coach sports stars and host as well. I feel I have the best of both worlds. As a casting director, I know exactly what they're looking for. And as an acting coach, I can coach you to be remembered in that room. Now, I know actors want to get the job. I get that. But being remembered by a casting director, that is powerful. And now it's time for meditation of the day. However vast the darkness, we must supply our own light. Stanley Kubrick. However life rolls on a day-to-day basis, it could be very challenging. It could be very overwhelming. And sometimes for a lot of people, it can be very challenging just to get out of the bed. I want to highly recommend that you do this on a daily basis. I want to recommend that whatever thoughts come in your mind that don't support you in a loving way, whatever thoughts come in your mind where you think that you can tear yourself down and talk, and the self-talk that we give each other can destroy our light, our self-esteem, our confidence. And as I said earlier, the biggest spirit killer is comparing yourself to other people's success. You need to stop. You need to create a mechanism of cancel or delete of that thought, of those noises, and take control of your own destiny. Words have power and words manifest. I suggest that you create your happy thought now. Create a thought that brings you joy, that brings you peace, that brings you comfort and love. So when that darkness tries to enter your space or tries to bring you down in this abyss of darkness,
and depression, go immediately to that happy thought. Hold that happy thought. Live in that happy thought and allow it to resonate all throughout your body. And when you feel and slowly feel yourself rise out of that darkness and start to say, you know, it's not that bad. Or this too shall pass. Or I can handle this. Your whole life will change. And now you will come back into the light and you will create more light. Today, I will stand and protect my light.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind everyone to look out for my new show, Inside the Black Box. I'll be co-hosting with the great Joe Morton. We'll be on Crackle Network real soon. I'll keep you posted.
Welcome to the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. I'm excited to introduce you to myself because I am your guest today. I want to talk about my book, The Spirited Actor, which you probably can't see, but it's called The Spirited Actor, Principles for a Successful Audition. I wrote this book in 2007. I want to say, oh God, I wrote this book in 2002. I wrote this book for actors because I wanted them to have a book that they could actually kind of fold, curl. It's a soft book, and roll it up, put it in their purses, their backpacks, their back pocket, but just simple reminders of why you chose this field and what it is about, and just encouraging. So I'm really excited because I'm doing a workshop in Manhattan, a live workshop on Saturday, April 13th. And I'm doing a Zoom version of the workshop on Wednesday, April 17th. So you could go to the Spirited Actor IG or Facebook's at The Spirited Actor, all my handles, and there's information on the class and the workshop. So I'm gonna do like a little audio read for you guys today, and prayerfully, I want you guys to walk away with a new insight, a new approach, and also be refreshed. Because sometimes as an actor, you're looking for inspiration and you may find it in TV and film, you know, watching your favorite actors, watching your favorite shows. But sometimes you can be inspired by walking through the park. And if you do walk through the park, before you take your shoes off, just look around and make sure that the air is clean. But you should let your feet touch earth. Let your feet touch grass. Let your feet touch dirt. We are connected to nature, and at least once a day, hug a tree that's alive, that's strong and rooted, or walk through some grass. Feel that earthly connection. And we're spiritual beings, okay? So first I want to start off. Again, this is my book, The Spirited Actor, Principles for a Successful Audition. I was super, super blessed, you guys, to have one of my clients, Mr. Busta Rhymes. He wrote my foreword, and I am so indebted to him, and I cherish his words. We are going to start off with my introduction so that you guys know who I am and my journey. Okay, here we go. When I decided to be a casting director, I had no idea how to approach the business. But I was determined. I browsed the drama bookshop in New York to collect any information on casting directors that I could find. I found plenty of books that gave me detailed description of what a casting director's job entailed. I learned that a casting director is a liaison between the director and the talent. A casting director's job is to, quote unquote, discover talent for the specific medium that I was working in. For instance, television, film, commercials, music videos, and industrials. The descriptions seem very clinical, and I could not find any other specific information about the actual process, nor are there classes that you can take to study what a casting director does. I learned very early in life not to let obstacles prevent me from achieving my goals, so I decided to call several casting directors in New York to be enlightened. Well, needless to say, no one volunteered any information. I could have given up at that point, but I decided to accept the challenge and persevere. I called the same casting directors back and informed them that I was a student at NYU writing an article on how underrated casting directors are. Underrated. Bold. The information came pouring out, and thus my career began. I made some mistakes along the way, and I learned from them and created a successful over 30-year career as a casting director that started in music videos, then expanded to television, film, and commercials. I have always embraced the needs of actors first. That is partly due to my experience as a theatrical actress in my early years growing up in San Francisco, California. I studied drama in high school and continued my education at Pacific Conservatory of Performing Arts in Santa Maria, California, where I was joined with one of my best friends in the whole wide world and most talented actor, Dorian Wilson. I have never had a desire to pursue acting as a career for myself. My dream was and continues to be a director. In order for actors to learn to empower themselves in an audition, they must first understand what the audition process is. Many actors have the misconception about casting directors making the final decision. This is not true. Once a casting director has presented their choices of actors to the director, then the director, or if you're dealing with film, the film studio, or if you're dealing with TV, the TV studio, they make the final decision. In most cases, the producer, studio, or network, they play a vital role in the decision-making process. A casting director can strongly suggest or highly recommend and plead and beg. But it is extremely rare that it's our decision. The casting experience has been a blessing because it has allowed me the opportunity to work with some of the most talented people at the embryo stages of their career. I have watched some of these actors grow into major forces in the business. I have witnessed the highs and the lows throughout their journey. But most importantly, I have come to understand the mental and physical stamina that enables them to persevere. And I feel it is my responsibility to share this knowledge with you. Whether you are just starting out as an actor or you are currently working on a series, it doesn't matter because everyone can learn and grow in this business at any stage. Let's face it, everyone at some point in his or her career has fantasized about being an actor. Whether you admit it or not, you have watched a film or television show and thought to yourself that you could perform that role. And why not? Because in most people's opinion, it seems effortless. And how much work really goes into being an actor? The truth is, acting goes way beyond a routine 9-to-5, and those who are fortunate enough to have a career in this business have worked long and hard perfecting their talents. There are plenty of books on the technical aspect of acting, but the Spirited Actor Principles for a Successful Audition uniquely addresses the personal needs of an actor, working to embellish the actor's talent while providing positive armor to those who are determined to survive and succeed as a working actor. A lot of actors are not working today simply because they don't have their acts together. Sloppy resumes and inappropriate star photos scream amateur to most casting directors. Actors entering the audition space clueless as to what to expect are rubber-stamped rookies or worse. This book reveals some of casting directors' top pet peeves and tells what really goes on beyond the scene. It's not enough to say you want to be an actor today. You have to believe it. The Spirited Actor: Principles for a Successful Audition is the motivational tool that will inspire and uplift the person inside the actor. It will soothe the soul of the actor while they are diligently facing the ups and downs of the business. So often we can be motivated or heartened by stories of other trials and tribulations. The Spirited Actor: Principles for a Successful Audition includes such human experiences that revitalizes an actor's energy and support them in their journey. This book will be an essential gift to actors from a casting director who views them as a true asset in this business. The Spirited Actor: Principles for a Successful Audition is for those who are doing it, pursuing it, wanting it, and dreaming it. Chapter one, getting your foot in the door. There are three types of people in the world: those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who wonder what happened. Anonymous. So you've taken the classes, you've got some great headshots, and now you're ready to audition. Where do you begin? First, let's begin with a clear understanding about what an audition is. The audition process is a vehicle for actors to display their talents to the powers to be. These powers begin with the casting director, who is a liaison between the talent and the director. It is the casting director's job to find the best talent for each project. Too many actors complain about the process, but unless you can come up with a better solution, let's accept it and move on. Now, we are living now in the Zoom age, and now actors, through Actors Access or through your agent manager, you submit yourself via Zoom. You go through the screening process. You make it past that. You go through the callback process. You make it through that. Then you are booked. That's where we are today. Zoom. I started in 1987. Live auditions, and that's all I know. And I miss them. However, because of COVID, things have changed. But what do? We acclimate ourselves and we make the adjustments necessary without complaining. Okay. An open call, which is often referred to as a cattle call, means that anyone can attend, and usually the lines are very, very long. The other type of audition is a scheduled Zoom submission. In this case, you will submit yourself, and if you are the right type, then you will be called to submit yourself for an audition to the casting director. Actors need to keep abreast about the business and the players in the business. I strongly suggest that actors read television and film credits. It is important to know who the people behind the scenes are and the type of productions that they work on. Some directors work with the same casting directors on different projects. Casting directors like to be known for their work, and this can come in handy during a conversation when you are auditioning. Now, because we don't live in the live auditions anymore, usually in the callback situation is where actors have the opportunity to meet the director producers, and maybe executive producers, but that's an opportunity for the director to play. I want you guys to understand a callback is we like you. We just want to make sure we like you. So you come in to a callback with what got you there, which is your audition. So you bring that performance from the audition and even more, okay? Understand that your audition is not enough to book the job. The director at that point during the callback will give you directions, see if you're listening, see how you can apply the changes in which he or she has given you to the character or to the scene. It's very important in a callback that you listen. And if you are unsure or unclear, ask the question. Ask them to either give you an example or to elaborate. Clarity is essential in your understanding, because if you don't ask questions and you are not making the proper adjustments, a director will assume that you do not know how to follow direction and that you are not as versatile and flexible in terms of the actor that they are looking for. So you want to make sure you listen, and you want to make sure if you need some help or advice that you ask. That's really important, you guys. Do not be afraid to ask a question, or this is for you. This is going to help you and your performance in that callback. The most important thing to remember in an audition is to let your shining personality glow. Where can you do that now? Because we don't have the live auditions. You do it in your slate. Do you like your name? Do you like where you live? Do you like your height? This is the only opportunity that you have to show us personality, because you go from slate to performance. So let us see your true essence shine in your slate and be happy to be there if you genuinely are. Okay. If you have taken the time to prepare and do your homework, then you will begin to take control over your career. As you begin to evolve in this business, never neglect to check in with yourself. Now, before we get to chapter two, I have some homework assignments for you guys that you should take heed to. First exercise is to write your biography. Who are you? If you don't know yourself, how can you be somebody else? Because acting is not pretending or imitating. It's totally embodying the truth of these characters. So seek your truth first to understand these characters' truth. Write your biography from the embryo stages. Who are you? How did you grow up? Talk about your religious beliefs, your money beliefs, life. The more you know about you, the more you can be somebody else. Number two, what type of characters do you want to portray? And be specific. It helps your agent. It helps your manager. More importantly, it helps you. If you want to do, you know, you want to go for lawyers and resident doctors or intern, like you have to hone yourself and prepare yourself for these characters. If you want to be a doctor or a nurse, you should be studying the terminology of procedures, the terminology of words. I'm not telling you to go to medical school, but I'm saying that in order for us to believe that you understand the job of a doctor and that we trust you as a doctor, you have to know these things. Three. List your favorite television shows and featured films. Your job as an actor is no longer to be entertained with work. Your job as an actor is to study other actors' work. I used to take, when I was on sets, I worked consistently for 6 years on the road with Busta Rhymes and Eve. And I would always ask them to come out of their trailer. Let's go watch Sir Sean Connery. Let's go watch Jeffrey Wright. Let's go watch Vanessa Williams, whoever. It's important. We learn from each other. So this is your job now. Film and TV is your job. It's no longer entertainment. And if you are entertained, that's great. 4, describe your plan for your acting career. And this should be fun. This should not be, you know, a heavy assignment. This should be you closing your eyes and visualizing the working career that you choose. Your thoughts and your words have power to manifest. 5, list your mentors and people who influence you. It's always good on this journey to know your team, your people, your ride or die, however you want to define them. It's really important for you to know, because there are going to be days when you're going to need to call them up for a sanity check. You're going to need to call them up just for some additional support and confirmation. You also are going to learn to rely on yourself, because sometimes people are not available for you. So you have to create the tools within yourself. And the first tool that I say is create your happy thought, because the happy thought will help you make adjustments when you are not in a happy place. And it's about shifting the energy and shifting your mindset. So if you're in a dark place, if you are not happy today, I want you to think of a happy time, a happy place. And I want you to start with you. I want you to start in tapping into yourself, how you've achieved things. I don't care if it's an extra role. I don't care if it's under 5. I don't care if it's principal. You should celebrate every achievement. And an achievement can be as simple as, I'm taking an hour today. I'm going to work on my craft, and then treat yourself after that. Doesn't have to be an Hermes bag. It could simply be a cup of hot tea and looking out the window and just being at peace with yourself and being grateful. Gratitude is magic. Sit in gratitude, sit in grateful. I have to say, my birthday was last Saturday, and I wish that I could hug every single person on IG, Facebook, Twitter, my emails, everyone that wished me happy birthday. On Sunday, I had 350 happy birthdays on my IG. I had over 700 happy birthdays on my Facebook. And I sat in gratitude. I sat and said, what is this? Like, man, I was so grateful. I had tears streaming down my face to know that I have touched so many lives through casting, through coaching and teaching, and just overall support of what you guys do, because it's not easy. And you need that one person to believe in you. And I'm so blessed to know that God chose me to have this journey with you guys. And I'll continue to support you until I can, or I'm unable to. But let's say it's going to go on forever. All right, you guys, I'm going to hit you with chapter 2, which is check in with yourself. If you have no confidence in self, you have twice defeated in the race of life. With confidence, you have won even before you have started. Marcus Garvey. Before you rehearse your acceptance speech or plan how you are going to spend your millions as a star, I suggest you have an honest talk with yourself. If you are not someone who deals with constructive criticism well, then you might want to reconsider this business. You need to understand that everything is based on someone else's opinion. One director may love you while another does not. You must learn not to take anything personal. The important thing is how you feel about yourself. It is a fact that the audition process is intimidating and uncomfortable when we used to do lives, but it is the only process that we have. So you must learn to maintain your power. One way an actor can give up their power is by overreacting to the celebrity director or actor who may be present in the audition space or callback space. It is wonderful to admire and respect other people's work, but remember to leave it at that. Never put anyone on a pedestal higher than yourself. Your self-worth is valuable and important too. When you define your own success, you don't seek validation from others. And you don't get confused in some of the shenanigans of Hollywood. If you want to improve your audition, then change your attitude and perception of what the audition really is. The more you know about the process, the more empowered you can feel. I would like to share this with you. I am a casting director. My job is to find the best talent for the director and the project. Without actors, I don't have a job. So who really has the power? Who really has the power? You do. So use it to your advantage and perform. Don't waste unnecessary energy trying to figure out the casting director or determine whether they like you. Your focus should be on your performance and doing your best. When an actor enters the callback space, a casting director wants you to be the actor for that role. It is their job for these precious minutes in a callback to give you their undivided attention. There are times when a casting director may be preoccupied with something, but don't let that detour your performance. Capture their attention with a dynamic performance. The business can be very tiresome, not just emotionally, but physically. It is vital for you to maintain a healthy diet, exercise routine, because being healthy can also extend your youthfulness, which is always an advantage in Hollywood. Put foods in your body that will strengthen rather than wear you down. By staying physically fit, you gain that much needed energy during those long hours on the set. The energy will fuel you to soar, because you understand that failure is lack of preparation. Well, I only have 5 more minutes, and I hope you enjoyed the audio, my first audio version of the Spirited Actor Principles for a Successful Audition that can be purchased at Amazon and authorshouse.com. I, in just reading what I've given you guys, I am so elated to have shared 2 chapters in this book. And I want to share this before we go, the 5 homework assignments for chapter 2. And prayerfully, if you guys aren't writing this down, when you re-listen to this, you'll be able to. Number 1, what are your fears? Be honest, write them down, be specific. Let's confront fear, because fear is an illusion. And for me, fear knocked on my door, faith answered, and nobody was there. Number 2, create a list, material or non-material, that you want. 3, create a list of things that you are grateful for. 4, define your success. Do not allow anyone else to define it for you. Define your success. And 5, write 3 things that you would like to change about yourself. All right, actors. So happy to share that with you. I'm going to bring on Elsa Lathan, and Elsa is going to introduce us to the spirited actors who are on and have questions. Hey, Elsa.
Yes. Hello. Hello. That was awesome, Tracy.
Thank you. It inspired me. I was like, maybe I need to do audiobook recording.
Yep, I agree. So all today we have two of our spirited actors. We have one newbie, Miss Nicole Mitchell. Welcome, Nicole. You can come on camera.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi. How are you? Thank you.
I am great.
And we have... Thank you, Nicole. A spirited actor OG, Mr. Julius Reese.
Yeah,
welcome, Julius.
Fossilized, you know, we here.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I'm so happy you guys are on.
It's good to be
on. So, ladies first, Ms. Nicole, what's your question?
Hi, Tracy. Thank you again. My question today is, for actors that have an actor access account or backstage account, what would be your ideal vision of their profile, such as media and photos?
Oh, excellent. You know, Nicole, especially in this time of Zoom, what I would like ideally is to see a headshot, not in front of a tree, or Elsa can back me up on this. A man sent his driver's license and he had taken the driver's license picture with his wife. I don't know what state allows that, but he cut out his wife and sent us that picture. Elsa?
I wish I could not confer that, but that is very true.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Breathing. So please take appropriate professional headshots. So when you see somebody that you like, Nicole, but I've seen yours, you're a professional. But if you were struggling in that area, I would suggest to you to look at other actors' photos and you know, get a referral. The main thing, which is super, super important about photos, I just have to say, make sure your photographer can light you, because Nicole, someone can shoot you and you are darker or you are lighter. And that just throws off everything when we're in this submission stage. We want to see what you look like. So that's why what else is important, including your resume, is a reel. And I'm going to tell you this, because this is what I say to all actors. If you don't have a reel, get a monologue. I've done it with an actor. We went into a park. We shot Good Will Hunting monologue. He had another actor sit on the bench with him playing Matt Damon, if you guys know the film. And we were in a park. So it authentically looked like he was doing this monologue. Like, we shot it like it's from, you know, he extracted it from a film or a TV show. So that's what you can do, or a scene, and shoot it in the actual location. If it's in the kitchen, shoot it in the kitchen. Don't black background, and then, you know, do your monologue. That's great, but it's not what I'm looking for and what Elsa looks at. So give us something that you look like who you look like. That's super important. But give us something that we can see your work in addition to your submission.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Nicole. Thank you.
Of course.
And Julius, what is your question, sir? You're muted.
Hey.
Uh-oh. Now you're frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, we can hear you, though.
My internet might be bad.
Okay, we can hear you, though. Go ahead and ask your question.
My question is...
Oh, okay. We'll come back to Julius.
Okay, we'll reconnect. Julius. Yeah. There he is.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, God, don't want me to ask this question. Listen, okay, so what are some things you recommend your actors do kind of, I would say, in their spare time or time in between auditions to, like, keep the engine, like, going? I would say in the past, like, so the past 2 months, I went through surgery, so I had, like, some downtime, couldn't really audition, and now I'm, like, getting back in it. But that past, like, month has really kind of, like, wore down. You know, you see all these people, like, you know, your friends and everyone doing work, and it's like, how can I keep myself, you know, reading plays and, like, you know, what are other things that can keep the engine going so until I get my next audition, you know?
So the first thing I would say is, a spirit killer, and I honestly do not believe this from you, Julius, but a spirit killer is comparing ourselves to other people. That's the first thing. It's a spirit killer. Mm-hmm. Your journey is your journey, and whatever is for you is for you. And you have to stay in that place, especially as actors, because I know what it's like to see one of your friends get book a job. And now we have Instagram. So it's all over the place. You know, they could be in Deadline or, you know, they whatever. Because this is the deal. What's undeniable is your talent. there are roles for you. And the other thing that I suggest you do, Julius, and also Nicole, is to create your own work. Create your own work, whether it's a short film. I cannot stress this enough, because I distinctly remember when I had a conversation with Monet Dunn, and she's a Spirit Actor alumni. And Monet called me up and she was like, I want to get back into the acting. I said, take my class. She took my class. She said, I have a story. I said, write it and shoot it. And you know, Spirited Actors, cast from Spirited Actors. Not only did she do it, but if you see her poster, she has 7 palm leaves on it. 7. Wow. From film festivals that recognize. And this is the thing, you guys, that I really want to stress. Write what you know. Julius, your experience is different than Elsa's. Nicole, your experience is different than mine. And when you write what you know, that's where the authenticity comes from, right? So if I wrote a short film about being pregnant and having a child, I know authentically what that feels like and what that experience is. So I'm going to tell you how, after I had Radiance and I had her 2 hours, after I had her, I was saying to her dad, I want another baby now. That's insanity. But every mother who has given birth and had no problems will tell you it's a euphoria that you can't explain. It's a love when you see that child that you can't explain. So I could really write a short film saturating all those emotions and feelings. Same with you guys, you know, and what you have to look at, all these brilliant stories, movies, short films, TV shows, elementary, they come from the creator's experience. And nobody else has Issa Rae's awkward Black girl experience, insecure, but her. And guess what? So while you are auditioning and focusing on that, create your own vehicle so that when you get cast in that contract role and you're on the set with your friends, you can say, you know what? During hiatus, I'm gonna shoot this short film. And are you available? I got a role, like, man. And let me tell you this, let this sink in your head. Last year, there were 200 pilots, 200 pilots for pilot season. This year, there were 2. So just because the strike is over doesn't mean everybody's back to work, especially crew. So take advantage of the time that you have. And instead of allowing that mind to go in a dark space, I'm missing out, my friends are being cast, cancel, delete those thoughts and replace them with the happy thought. I'm going to create. And Julius, you have so many actor friends. You have so many actor friends, and all you need, a short film is no longer than 30 minutes. Don't make it longer than 30 minutes to enter in these festivals. But it could be below 30 minutes, but up to 30 minutes. And Nicole is Spirit Act alumni. She's so talented. Come on now. You know you could call us up. We will help you. Don't get distracted.
Yes.
What'd you say, Nicole?
I said, thank you. I'm definitely keeping that noted.
Right. Sir Sean Connery said it in Finding Forrester, write what you know. First write from your heart, edit from your head. Quote unquote. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Elsa, for the fabulous actors.
Absolutely.
And we're going to see them. So you guys sit tight. And be excited, because when we come back, we're going to do classes sessions on the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. Welcome back to the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. And now we're getting ready to gear up for classes session. You know how I love it, and I cannot wait. So Elsa's coming on to introduce our Spirited Actor alumni for the scene.
Yes.
It's a monologue. So today, sorry, Elsa.
That's okay. It's a monologue scene.
There it is.
So today we have a first timer. We have Miss Nicole Mitchell back. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me today. I truly appreciate it.
Welcome. Welcome to Flash In Session. So you'll be doing a monologue today. What is the name of your monologue? And then you can go into it.
Yes, the name of my monologue is from Shameless. It's Fiona.
Oh.
And I just go right into it?
Yep, when you're ready.
No. No. You don't get to just show up one day and take a pic of your litter. Shut up! This is not about you. This is about you and what you didn't do and I did. You know what? I did a good damn job. Debbie, she's the top of her class, class president, and on the debate team going nationals. Ian, he finally passed the English class. Liam got accepted into ROTC, and Carl made something explode at the science fair. You know what? They did it on their own. No thanks to you, because you weren't here. I was. Me. You were supposed to be my mom too, you know? You know what? You're right. You are their mom. So I'm done. I'm done with the bills. I'm done with the schools. I'm done with the clinics and breaking up the fights. I'm done. They're all yours now. Mom, good luck. And you know what? When shit goes downhill again, don't even think about calling me.
And scene. Really good. Okay. Very nice. Okay. So a couple of things that I want to give you, Nicole. First, I understood who you were talking to, and that's really that you made that very clear. That's always very important. Who are you talking to? And what are your intentions? What do you want? Like, you know, what do you want her to do, say, or react at the end of this monologue? So just coming from in the beginning, when you started out, no, when a writer writes a phrase twice, more than once, or a word more than once, each one has a different meaning. So that first no could be no, I can't, no. And the second, no. And because most actors will say it the same, each no. However, a writer writes things twice or more with different meaning. And so understand the meaning of those no's to be able to say that, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. The other thing is that be conscious of your profile. And these are technical things. Because even if you're talking to someone, if the camera is set up here, someone to my right, someone to my left, but I'm not going to shift my head back. I'm just going to shift slightly, but you still see me because I don't want to lose you. You have, like, dramatically, you have such a strong foundation. You're so clear with your passion. You're so clear. There was a sense of urgency in this monologue for me as well. But the defiance and the independence is what you left me with when you walked out. So I did feel that this character did sort of a metamorphosis, because whether it's a scene or a monologue, we want to see a different person in the beginning that we see at the end. And that was clear to me. And this is a good monologue for you, you know, and it's crazy because there's how you're looking now is the total look of the character. So I love the fact that you sort of embraced her style. I watched first like the pilot or first season of it, but you know, I also love the fact that you weren't imitating her and that we could actually see a performance and an interpretation of you. Because otherwise I'll just go on Shameless and watch her. So so you did a great job. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you so much for the feedback, Tracy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Always. And I'll see you on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Elsa. She did such a great job. Such a good
Absolutely.
Job.
Great job, Nicole. Yep.
So when we come back after class in session, we are going to have Kudos Corner. And now it's time for Kudos Corner. Kudos Corner is when we celebrate our Spirited Actor alumni and we basically just give them a big, warm, fuzzy hug of love and support. And this week's Kudos Corner throwback puts the spotlight on Spirited Actor Vanessa McNair. You all know Vanessa McNair from her role as Adrian, the protective sister to Dr. Drea Logan in the TV series Hush, and as Sarah in the film A Conflict of Love Interest. Vanessa has also made a name for herself in DC theater scene with roles in Wednesdays in Mississippi and as the indelible Tanya in August Wilson's King Hedley II. In addition to gracing us on stage and in front of the camera, Vanessa is trained to protect us online too, having earned a Master of Engineering degree in cyber security. Kudos to Vanessa McNair. And now it's time to give love. So I remember once when I had started out early in my casting career and no one taught me how to be a casting director. I pretty much was self-taught. And then eventually I was able to be mentored by some really wonderful people. And I really want to give out a shout out to Robbie Reed. Because Robbie really took me in at a time where, you know, she was doing all of Spike's films and on Jungle Fever, she called me and asked me to do some extras casting for the Crackhead House, and which I thoroughly enjoyed casting. But she was also, and she continues to be the mentor in my mind and in my head. Those are the people that I sort of held on to understand this business. And I just want to say that I never questioned whether or not I was a great casting director. I just questioned whether I was going to be a working casting director. And I was really blessed early in my career, regardless of the fact that I did not have the professional training in the beginning to be a casting director, but I felt very blessed and I felt very grateful that I have the courage and the strength to continue to pursue this career, to discover so many amazing, phenomenal talents that are working, and that I have a platform to encourage and inspire other people to pursue their dreams and know that obstacles and hurdles are not the reason for you to end your dreams. It only makes you stronger, better to continue in this journey and to know that you're good enough and that there is a place for you.
Don't forget to look out for us on our new show, Inside the Black Box. My co-host will be Joe the Legend Morton. It's going to be the Spirited Actor podcast on steroids. We'll be streaming on the Crackle Network. I'll keep you posted.
Thank you for joining us on the Spirited Actor podcast with me, Tracy Moore. I look forward to our next Spirited podcast. Thank you.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.